Hello and welcome back to Sweezy Lessons, your shortcut to the Swedish language. My cold is finally over, so I hope you recognize my voice a little bit more today. And we're gonna do some Swedish speaking, so I hope you're ready for that. And in today's lesson, I thought we were gonna start by repeating something from last episode, and we were introducing a new word that was the question word, what. So do you remember, how do you say in Swedish the word what? Vad. Very good. And if you pronounce it more rapidly or more like casually, you do not have to pronounce the final sound, vad. So if you take away that final sound, how would you say in Swedish what? Va. Yeah, very good. Va. Or if you say it more quickly, like what? Sorry, I didn't catch that. You can also say va. So can you say that? Va. Yeah. So that is like a less polite way of saying, sorry, I didn't quite catch what you were saying. So in a sentence, we can ask a question by starting by a question word, such as in a phrase, what will you do? That was a phrase from last episode, and I thought we were gonna try to say that one again. What will you do? And we are gonna take it slowly. So first we have what, will, and then you as a group. And that's a quite new word also. It's not you as one single person, but as a group. And then do. So no worries if you don't find the words straight away, but like take your time and see if you remember. How would you say in Swedish that phrase? What will you do? Vad ska ni göra? Vad ska ni göra? Can you say that? Vad ska ni göra? Very good. Now, if we build a sentence or make a question like that, we can also add in the final, in the end, a time. So what will you do now, for instance? What will you do today? What will you do next year? So just as in English, we have that order of the words that you can add a time word or a time phrase in the end of the sentence. So what if we would take that word now? What will you do now? That's a new word, and I'm going to pronounce it in Swedish. So the word now in Swedish is pronounced like this. Nu. Can you say that? Nu. Very good. Nu. It's spelled N-U. So the Swedish letter U is not pronounced as in English or in many other languages. It's pronounced U. And we were introducing that sound when we, in the beginning of the Sweezy podcast, were introducing du, the person you, as one single person. Du. So it's really similar, but you change the first sound into another consonant sound. So once again, how would you say in Swedish the word now? Nu. Very good. Nu. So, can we try to add that in the end of the sentence? What will you do? And you as a group in this case. So it's not do, it's another word. What will you as a group do now? Vad ska ni göra nu? And a little bit faster perhaps, so please say after me. Vad ska ni göra nu? Vad ska ni göra nu? What are you gonna do now? What will you do now? Very good, bra. So this is something you can ask two persons or three persons or a group, and perhaps they want to reply. So then if they would reply, then they will say, not you, but they will say, we, right? So how would you start a sentence an answer if you want to. That starts with the words we will. So how would you say in Swedish just those two words? We will. Vi ska. Yeah, very good. So vi ska means that we have ska as the first verb, and then we need to take the more heavy verb, the verb that contains more information in its basic form. And just as you know, in many cases, the verb in Swedish in its basic form will end by a special vowel sound. Do you remember what vowel sound I'm speaking of? Ah, very good, an A. The letter A as we pronounce ah. So we will. How would you once again say in Swedish, we will? Vi ska. Very good. So let's just take another verb that you know. How would you say, for instance, we will work? Vi ska jobba. Jobba. Did you remember that word? Jobba. It's more similar to job than to work, if you compare it to English. So once again, how do you say in Swedish, we will work? Vi ska jobba. Very good. Vi ska jobba. Very good. And as you can hear, there is always some kind of melody. Vi ska jobba. So you're stressing b, jobba. And it means that you are like taking a pause or staying for a millisecond on that sound, b, jobba. Can you say that? Jobba. Jobba. Superbra. Super good. Superbra. How would you say we will do? How would you say in Swedish, we will do? Vi ska göra. Vi ska göra. Bra. That is also quite a new word. So I'm just inviting you to repeat, but it's no stress if you don't find a word very quickly. Remember that you can always pause the podcast also. So you're making this, you're doing this for yourself, not for my sake, but for yourself. So like if you need to pause the podcast, no worries, just do it. I'm still gonna be here, right? So the word do, göra, in English we say do, but we can also say make. So I was thinking about the English sentence, we will make food, we will make food, or we will cook if you like to, but let's say we want to say in Swedish, we will make food. So you know how to say we will make or we will do. But I don't think you know the word food, do you? Anyways, here is how you in Swedish say the word food. It's pronounced like this. Mat. Mat. Can you say that? Mat. Mat. Very good. So that's also spelled with an A, ah, but in this case we're stressing it more long, like ah, in the front of our mouth, and not like ah, for instance. Ah. So once again, how would you say in Swedish, food? Mat. Very good. Then how would some people say the phrase, we will make food? Vi ska göra mat. Vi ska göra mat. Very good. And as you can hear, I'm not stressing mat very much because göra mat, make food, is almost like a phrase in Swedish. Göra mat means cook. So once again, how would you say in Swedish, we will make food? Vi ska göra mat. Bra, super. And once again, if you would like to add a time, you can put it in the end of the sentence. For instance, now. So we will make food now. How would you say in Swedish that phrase? So we're just adding now. How would you say, we will make food now? Vi ska göra mat nu. Vi ska göra mat nu. Can you say that? Vi ska göra mat nu. Bra! Perhaps this lesson is making you hungry. So I'm gonna end for today and let you do whatever you want to do. Maybe find some food or snacks. And I hope to see you in next episode of Sweezy. Ha det bra! Hej då!